Well, it's definitely something you should worry about. When my son was tested for heavy metals and for pesticides, when we were trying to get his body cleaned up, he tested 99th percentile, basically off the charts with glyphosate and Roundup is what it is, or the primary ingredient in Roundup. So absolutely, we should all be shopping organic. We should make sure that we look at COAs, certificate of analysis. All of our products have QR codes that you can just...
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome to the Autism Hope Library. I am really excited about our next guest. We've had him on before, so if you have not seen that interview, I highly recommend go back into the library and see some of other interviews by Justin Benton. But today we have Justin Benton. He is the founder of 101 CBD and 101 Hemp. And today we're going to talk about, you know, top things you should know about your CBD. So welcome, Justin. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, great to be back. Great to see you again. Great to just be able to talk about this miracle plant and our story with our son and answer questions, because I know there's a lot of confusion out there.
Well, before we get started, I know you talked about your story and your personal journey on the last videos, but can you just briefly, for those that haven't seen it, just so they understand why you're so passionate about what you do, just give them a, you know, quick summary of why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, we had a great thing going, great life, you know, the dogs and the white picket fence, and we had our second child and everything was going great. And then there was a real sudden loss of language and loss of communication, and something was wrong. And so we got a diagnosis, and, you know, it was a severe diagnosis on the spectrum of autism. And so we just looked for solutions, and, you know, we cleaned up his diet and talked with doctors and researchers, and we definitely started to see him coming back and talking and teaching him all of his new words again and how to write. This was when he was around the age of 3. And, but we didn't get him all the way back. So we kept pushing and kept trying new things and talking to new doctors. And then we came across some research about this miracle plant, this misunderstood plant with so many names, and it was helping children with seizures and epilepsy. And so I figured, well, if it could help with seizures and epilepsy, well, maybe, just maybe, it could help with autism, since they're both neurological. And so we tried some of the products that were out there. We didn't really get the success that we hoped. But then I did a little bit more research, and Dr. William Courtney did a lot of research and publishing on juicing cannabis. And so that kind of was a light bulb for me. And then I thought, well, I'm in California and I grew up a farmer. I can just grow some hemp, some high CBDA cannabis out here. And sure enough, I did. And, you know, the rest is history, as they say. We gave it to my son, and he had an immediate reaction. It calmed him down and he started to really awaken. And then, you know, we took the ATEC throughout the entire process, and he went from 148. And then after the diet and the nutrition and the probiotics, we got him off the spectrum underneath 20 neurotypical. And it's been featured in medical journals and things. So we set up our organization to pay it forward. 101cbd.org is about education, hope. That's why we've partnered with you, Kristen, and partnered with Autism Hope Alliance. It's a natural fit. All we want to do is give hope and education to parents and families out there, just like when we didn't know what to do or where to turn. And just let them try our products for free and see for themselves, ask questions. We have free consultations. And we even teach people how to grow hemp in their backyard if that's something they want to try too.
Well, and I know that, you know, I'm a huge fan of 101 CBD. For those, you know, watching, so I'm completely transparent. This is the product that my son is on. We saw huge, huge change, as Justin knows. And it's just been amazing, year and a half plus now, being on the product. We tried other products in the past, and you know, we're gonna ask that question later in the interview today. But like, why is this one working and other ones perhaps weren't? You know, giving us the same results. So, you know, for those that are watching right now, you know, we know the word CBD, we are hearing it everywhere. You go to, you know, your gas station, you go to the market, you go to, I even saw it at Kohl's not that long ago. You know, what is CBD? It's like this hot thing that I know you've known about way before it became hot, you know, the hot new product, you know, but what is CBD? And how do people understand, you know, what they're really looking at?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, CBD stands for cannabidiol, and cannabidiol can be found in over 25 fruits and vegetables, but it's also found in the cannabis or hemp plant, as we refer to it here in the United States. And so CBD is also can be made in our bodies. And so our bodies, when they make it, it's called 2-AG. So there's a lot of confusion. CBD is a cannabinoid that is actually, one of over 100 cannabinoids in our this cannabis plant. So people will focus on CBD, but there's actually so much more that's going on inside of the plant. And you just need to make sure that then that's really what makes ours different, is that we do use the entire plant and we use cold press juicing when we do it. And that's what makes it so much different. So CBD is as natural and as healthy as eating the salad. CBD's in broccoli, CBD's in kale, cannabinoids are in breast milk. Our body makes CBD and cannabinoids like 2-AG themselves. So it's really natural.
And so when you're, you know, making 101 CBD, right? You know, is your CBD made from industrial hemp or from marijuana? And really, is CBD marijuana? That's another question, right? There's so many people that get very confused about that.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing is, look, cannabis is cannabis. That's the name of the plant. The names marijuana are names that our government gave the plant back in the 1930s to demonize the plant. And they came out with a movie called The Reefer Madness because they wanted to make marijuana, which is the name they gave it, high THC cannabis. They wanted to make it illegal. It was also competing with the hemp plant, which is cannabis, which has low THC in it, and which we, you know, George Washington grew hemp, Thomas Jefferson grew hemp, and our flags were made out of hemp, and the Constitution was written on hemp. But the people that were in the pharmaceutical models, they started to notice that if they could get rid of this plant, then they wouldn't have to compete with it in the pharmacies. And they realized the people that were making paint from petroleum, they realized, well, we could continue to, you know, push this great plant that's biodegradable and that's regenerative and sustainable. The people that were, you know, like Hearst, who owned all the newspapers, he also owned all of the paper processing plants that chopped down trees. Then there was all the people that owned cotton. So all these industrialists realized that if we made this plant illegal in 1937, which is what they did, then they could continue to make billions of dollars the way they were and not have to compete with hemp. They could just continue with cotton, cutting down trees, and, you know, basically deforesting and robbing our planet of all of its wonderful plants and wildlife. So it was really a horrible thing that happened back in 1937. In fact, doctors in 1936 wrote over 2 million prescriptions for cannabis oil for headaches and minor, you know, scratches and bruises and, you know, all types of pain and inflammation. So it's really great that it's back. And the difference is really simple. Look, cannabis is cannabis. If you call it hemp, it means it has less than 0.3 THC. Industrial hemp is just what they used to call it when you would make things like rope. And marijuana is a name that they stole from Mexico to scare people into thinking it was bad. And they came up with that crazy movie, Reefer Madness, and passed the law, the Marijuana Tax Act with an H. So the good news is it's back. It's legal. New Jersey just legalized cannabis. They signed that into legislation yesterday. And look, it's a plant. There's no side effects other than, you know, the side effects that we see here from our clients are people feel more relaxed and sleep better at night. So if that sounds like a side effect, then sign me up.
Well, and you talked about yours being cold extracted. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that's one of the major differences with what 101 CBD does versus some of these other companies.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest difference. Again, remember, we saw that research from Dr. William Courtney about juicing cannabis. And that was when the light bulb went off for me. I was raised holistically. I understand the power of plants, the power of plant-based medicine. And, you know, you don't boil celery, you juice it. And so it's the same thing with this cannabis plant. There's over 500 pieces of the plant full of cannabinoids, flavonoids, terpenes, omega 3, 6, 9 fatty acids, all 21 amino acids are in there as well. It's just an incredible plant. It's really, it is the miracle plant. So the best way to consume any plant is to eat it, not cook it, not process it, not isolate it, not take things out of it, not flavor it. It's just to eat the plant. So we teach people how to grow it in their backyard. If they can't grow it in their backyard or don't feel comfortable, depending upon what state or country they live in, then you get a product like ours, which is made like cold pressing. There's no heat applied to the product. It's literally just like juicing it. It comes out like a honey substance. And that's when you keep everything locked in the plant, just like when it was grown fresh and coming right out of the ground, it's really, really when you unleash the full potential of the plant. And that's the big difference that people, that you and that my family and so many others are really starting to learn about, which is you should be juicing cannabis. It should be something you have in the morning or in the afternoon, just like you would celery or kale. I mean, the juicing movement's here. So why aren't we juicing hemp and cannabis? Well, doing interviews like this and lots of great conversations on Clubhouse, more and more people are learning about it.
And so where do you source your CBD from?
So we're part of a co-op out here in California, Southern California. So we have our own that we grow, but we also work with some local farmers to help support our community. Up here in Ventura County, we have about 43 farmers that we've all kind of banded together, and someone will have some, you know, depending upon how many orders we have, and because we are international, you know, we'll try to take as much as we can from the farmers out here in Ventura County if we need to get more. But, you know, we really like to support our local community, and I recommend everybody does that. So whatever it is that you're doing, you know, whether you go to your farmers markets or whatever, but keep your dollars in your community. So again, we opened up another store out in Denver, Colorado. And, you know, when we have this year's harvest, we'll be supporting those Colorado farmers out there too, to make sure that they're being taken care of. So we just support our community. We have our own plants that we grow, but we also support our community however we can.
We've heard a lot about glyphosate and, you know, the bad things that it does in the soil, and just not just with CBD, but with many different, you know, things that people grow. Do your products have any glyphosate in them, or should we worry about that?
Well, it's definitely something you should worry about. When my son was tested for heavy metals and for pesticides, when we were trying to get him, his body cleaned up, he tested 99th percentile, basically off the charts with glyphosate, and Roundup is what it is, or the primary ingredient in Roundup. So absolutely, we should all be shopping organic. We should make sure that we look at COAs, certificate of analysis. All of our products have QR codes that you can just open up to the camera on your phone, and it'll take you to a website that shows you the COA of the product. You know, all of our products are made organic, pesticide free. We have the COAs to prove it. You know, we grow it ourselves, so we know, you know, that we're not using any pesticides. The good news is that there aren't really pesticides that are legal in the United States to grow hemp. You know, really, it's mostly just nutrients and some neem oil to keep the bugs off and whatnot. So right now, most products shouldn't have pesticides that are grown locally here in the United States. You know, then again, it depends what kind of soil. If the people were using pesticides on the previous crop, then that might happen. To be certified organic, you have to have 3 years of the same land tested to be organic, and the plant has to be tested for 3 years to be certified USDA to get that type of certification. We've been certified by the state of California as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what COAs are for, is to make sure that there aren't any pesticides or heavy metals or anything like that. Just pure, good old fashioned hemp oil, hemp juice, just how it's supposed to be.
Now, you talked about using the entire plant, you know, basically to get all the benefits and cold extracting it and juicing it. You know, we've heard about hemp oil or hemp seed oil. What is the difference between a seed oil and just an oil in general?
Yeah, I mean, so hemp seed oil comes from the hemp seeds of the plant, cold pressed. That's what we use as our carrier oil. So you just cold press those seeds and it turns into a nice, beautiful hemp seed oil. that we use as a carrier oil. And then the hemp oil is just when you're squishing all the plant and the flowers, that comes out like that honey substance. So you take the hemp seed oil that's in the tinctures, and then you put a little bit of that, you know, 800 milligrams worth or 1600 milligrams worth of that honey hemp, you know, hemp extract, which is from the plant. And that's all of our, that's all our products are made up of. It's pretty easy, pretty straightforward. But hemp seed oil comes from the seeds. Hemp oil comes from the plant.
And so, you know, this next question, I'm sure you get a lot, and I've heard it a lot. Can you get high from CBD?
You can't. The only psychoactive part of the plant is when THCA, that's when the plant produces naturally when it's growing out of the ground. A stands for acidic. When the THCA has been heated or decarboxylated, it turns into THCA into THC delta 9. And that's the only part of the plant that can get you high. Well, since our plants are hemp, which is less than 0.3% THC, there just is no way for people to be getting high off trace amounts of THC. So no, you will not get high, but chances are if you take enough and you find a good company and a good product, you'll get healthy.
Don't get high, but you get healthy. And I like how you say that often. Mm-hmm. Now, so that means that they don't have to worry about drug testing?
So drug testing is a little bit different. You know, I don't know if anyone saw that episode from Seinfeld with Elaine, and she kept failing her drug test and she couldn't figure out why she was failing her drug test for heroin. Well, she was eating poppy seed bagels. So again, since our products are such trace amounts, it's unlikely that you would come up with some type of drug screen or things like that. But it, certainly it's possible. Usually when people have any concern about that is if they're taking extremely high amounts of CBD oil that's full spectrum, that has that trace amount, whether they're battling cancer or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or just a real chronic issue. If you were taking extremely high amounts of CBD oil that had trace amounts, it's possible. It's very rare. But if it's something you're concerned about, then you can obviously get a test from CVS and test yourself. A lot more employers and people in general understand that people are taking CBD oil, legal CBD oil that has trace amounts. But it's an individual decision that everyone has to take. I mean, if the priority is getting healthy and getting your body in homeostasis, which just means balance, there's plenty of research out there by Dr. Ethan Russo showing that when you take the entire plant together, including everything that was grown, like trace amounts of THCA, then it's called the entourage effect, which is like a symphony playing together. All of those parts of the plants work together like a big symphony, and it's much more powerful and much better, more bioavailable and better to receive within our endocannabinoid system. So that's always what we recommend, is to consume the plant just the way it was grown, because Mother Nature knows best.
And that's what's called full spectrum, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. We've heard of CBD isolate. Why would a company make something that isolates any of the good miracle plant benefits?
Well, I mean, usually it comes down to either ignorance or a profit business model. So it's certainly cheaper to buy CBD isolate, which is like a white fake sugar powder, kind of like Kool-Aid, versus a freshly squeezed orange that you just made this morning. You know, they're both orange, you know, whether it's Tang or Kool-Aid or freshly squeezed orange juice. But our bodies don't know what Tang is. Our bodies don't know what CB1 molecule is. So a lot of it will slide off the receptors, our CB1 receptors in our brain and our CB2 receptors throughout our body. So it's just either ignorance or it's a profit thing. But a lot of people now have started to figure out that CBD isolate is not natural. I mean, essentially CBD isolate is the pharmaceutical model where you just take one molecule out of a plant that has 500 parts and you introduce it into your body, and your body's like, well, what is this? Because our bodies know what plants are, but our body doesn't know what just one molecule is. And that's the difference of whole plant, full spectrum. Whole plant means you use the whole plant. Full spectrum is supposed to mean that, but not everybody's following that. And that's why we always encourage people to make sure that when you look at those COAs, you can see all of the different cannabinoids like CBD, CBG, CBC, CBN, all of the different cannabinoids show you that you're getting the entire plant from the product that you're getting. But just at the end of the day, you know, Mother Nature knows best. So just leave everything just exactly the way it was grown is the way we do it.
And so with yours, as you mentioned, yours is cold extracted. So we see other companies might say full spectrum, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's cold extracted. Can you explain that difference?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's very rare to find a company that does cold extraction or cold pressing like us. So if you do find a company that has high CBDA, that means that they're cold extracting. But again, remember, it's got to have CBDA and CBGA and CBCA, and it's got to have all of the A's, not just one little isolate powder that they add. They need to have all of the cannabinoids and all of the flavonoids and all of the terpenes, whole plant, full spectrum, just like a full spectrum of light. So cold pressing is what worked for our family and worked for yours, Kristen. So that's what we saw was a huge difference. So again, the biggest difference with our products is that they are raw. We do not heat them up. And that's what we've seen this miracle plant, like I said, really unleash its full potential.
And you have third-party testing, as you mentioned. They could scan something on the bottle. Is that correct? To see where what's actually in there, I guess?
Yeah, it's a QR code, just like those little QR codes. And you just open up your camera on your phone and it'll take you right to the website. And you can see the COA validating everything, so you know exactly what's in there.
And so I want to, you know, touch on this because I think this is a really important question and I get it a lot. You know, hey, we've tried CBD. We didn't really notice a big difference. Obviously, you just went down the list of what makes certain CBD companies different and in what makes your company stand out. What do you think, let's say somebody did try your product and they say, well, I still didn't see a huge difference. And for me, it's always like this kind of like crazy moment because I know what it's done for my son. So I can never answer that question of why isn't it working in the same capacity that it worked for my family?
Well, there's two reasons that hemp or CBD doesn't work. One is you didn't find the real thing. So you're not finding a real product that you could be growing in your backyard and juicing. Or you're not taking enough. So you need to find a company that has the entire plant, a whole plant product, and then you need to make sure that you're taking enough. And for us, the third step was to make sure that it's cold pressed and not heated. So that's it. I mean, if you find a quality company that uses the whole plant that is raw and not processed and heated and isolated, then you just need to take as much as you need to take. Some people can take a little bit and it works. And some people need to take a lot. And the other thing is you need to take it long enough. If you're not taking it for at least 2 or 3 weeks, then you're not even really giving it a fair shot. And consistently, so every day.
Well, and I know for Jackson, he needs it multiple times throughout the day. And it's, to me, when you say miracle plant, like I almost get teary-eyed because you know what I used to go through. And if any of you guys are out there and you've had puberty or aggression or, you know, seizures, trust me, I've lived through it. And when you say that word miracle plant, to me, that is like, it's the best word you could use. It really was a miracle to see, you know, just taking that aggression away and just having my son just be this happy kid that I could like do stuff with. And we could work with them in therapy and we could do things we couldn't prior to that. And so I remember a little over a year and a half ago, praying to God saying, okay, just take the aggression away. If you want to keep the autism, fine, like we'll work on that. But like, just take this aggression away. And so for us, you know, I try to share with as many people as I can. And again, I just want to be transparent to everybody watching. I mean, this is why I love this company. And again, I love, Justin, that you talk about other companies too. And you say, hey, if they have this, 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 and this, try it. Like you're not out there trying to like bash other companies. You're out there saying, hey, educate yourself, understand what you're taking, and know the questions to ask that company. And that's why it was so important for us to do this interview today, because I know I didn't know those questions to ask. I didn't understand. I thought CBD was CBD until I really went down that rabbit hole. You know, I know with what you guys do for Autism Hope Alliance, and I want to share this also, they give a 50% discount to any families that are dealing with autism. And that is ridiculously generous. I want you guys to understand what that means. That is a wholesale discount. And if you don't know what that means, let me explain to you. If you, let's say, have a store and you want to purchase products for your store and you want to purchase a lot of them, typically that's how you'll get a wholesale discount. Justin gives a wholesale discount to all the families out there that just need it for their kids with autism. And to me, that's like the biggest pay it forward. So when I try to explain to people, like, there, it's not just a coupon code of 50% off. That is, you guys are just trying to make a difference and pay it forward and just doing something so great in the world. So if you guys want to try this product, it's super easy. You guys can go to their website and you'll see that here at the bottom of the screen. And you can just type in the code AHA50, AHA50. They don't ask you for a diagnosis. They don't question you. They just believe that that's why you need it. And they're doing that to pay it forward. And I work with a lot of companies and I've seen some do a lot of great things, and a lot of them actually do a lot of great things and they're generous, but nothing to that extreme. And so the other thing that Justin does is if you call them up and you say, hey, I want to try this product, and you have a family member with autism, they'll send you a product for free to try. And that's huge. And I know as a parent out there, if you guys are watching, you know how much money we spend trying to figure out, does that work or does this work? I mean, just talking about diet alone, how many of us have bought, you know, a gluten-free, dairy-free, I don't know, soy-free cookie or a bag of chips, and it was $15 and it was just like disgusting and you had to just throw it away. How many of us have bought, supplements and we didn't notice a lot of difference. The list goes on and on and on, how much money we spend as autism families. And yet Justin does this because, one, really, he's gone through this. He's lived through this. This is the journey that his, you know, family has been on, and he's trying to pay it forward. So I get, maybe it's just because it's like I'm a girl and I get emotional, but I'm actually getting teary-eyed and I don't want to mess up my makeup. So, but it's really like, it's such an important message for you guys to understand that this company is doing it from the bottom of their heart. And they just want you to understand why CBD is that miracle plant. So I just wanted to make sure I said something that was so near and dear to my heart, because I lived through this, you guys. I lived through watching my kid go through aggression, and I was running for my life. And I never really could share that with you guys in this library, but if you're on my Facebook page, you might have seen some of the things that I was going through, but I wasn't super public about it. And it was scary. So only a handful of people that were close to me knew. Justin was one that we had done an interview almost 2 years ago, and that's where I was like, okay, I got to try this. And it is literally changed our life, and it has given us our life back with our family. And I don't have enough thank you in the world. I think there should be another word other than thank you. So thank you, Justin, for everything that you do. I'm getting teary-eyed. This is like, I do so many of these and I don't ever cry. So you can know that I'm really talking from my heart, and I just want you guys to really know this product. So do you have a message that you want to leave families with?
Well, I think it's beautiful, and it's exactly, we were there, and we were, you know, our son had lost language and connection, and you know, we were desperate and grieving, and we all have these tough stories, and, you know, it's scary, and you don't know how the rest of their life is going to play out. And, you know, you just pray just like you did. We prayed. And when we found this miracle plan, it answered our prayers. And so to be able to find families like yours is what it's all about, paying it forward, because we don't want it to be a secret anymore. We just want people to try it.
Well, thank you, Justin. And I'm so glad that we interviewed you a couple years ago. And I'm just glad that we tried it. And I wish we would have tried it sooner, but I'm glad that we found what worked for us. And I hope for you guys watching that, you know, I don't have the perfect chocolate chip cookie recipe that's going to be perfect for all of you, but this is something you guys can try, and you can see if it's going to help your family the way it helped my family, and the reason Justin does what he does. So thank you, Justin, for being here today.
Thanks for having me, and we'll see you guys real soon. And reach out to us. We'd love to help and answer any questions. We also have free consultations you can click on and set up a Zoom appointment on 101cbd.org. So thank you again for having us.
And thank you to everybody watching. And remember that miracles do happen, and there's amazing companies out there like Justin's, literally paying it forward. Until next time. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, I'm Gary. and I invite you to discover the Cannabis Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast focused on a Canadian's cannabis culture. I would be the Canadian, and my cannabis passion and culture has been building for 5 decades. I share that passion for this wonderful plant in every episode, through conversations with cannabis advocates and enthusiasts, stories about the ever-changing legal environment, and some hands-on testing of product in a segment I call Cultivar Corner. The Cannabis Podcast, a Canadian's cannabis culture, one toke at a time.